This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day before big debates coming up. There's a debate that's basically for show because one of the people debating isn't even a candidate for president. But a debate between the governor of Florida and the governor of California. Is this a signal that Democrats are too nervous about President Biden to even allow him to be the nominee and a standard bearer for the Democratic Party? There's another theory, collection of theories, actually, about why it is that Biden is polling so badly and why he's in so much trouble. And then on December 6th, coming up in really barely a week from now, we have the next Republican debate, and that one will almost surely include Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis. No Tim Scott this time, but Vivek Ramaswamy is likely to be back on board, and Chris Christie for that matter. We will play you the highlights of those debates and what they mean. And the other debate that was proposed for Fox News that Nikki Haley has said no to. What is that about? And speaking of public debates, there's news about Hunter Biden, who said that, yes, he is willing to testify before the House Oversight Committee. That's one of the several congressional committees that's been looking at the entire special prosecutor who has been assigned, actually was assigned by President Trump, and chosen by President Trump's administration by his attorney general at the time, Bill Barr. But that basically House Oversight Committee with Hunter Biden, but only under certain circumstances. He wants it to be a public hearing, not behind closed doors. The letter from the legal team for the president's son came in response to a subpoena from GOP lawmakers for a closed-door session. Here's the story from CNN, clip 10.
Hunter Biden is willing to testify before lawmakers with something of a catch, only if he can testify in public.
Let the negotiations begin. There was a subpoena earlier this month from the House Oversight Committee led by Republican James Comer to Hunter Biden, as well as to many other people, where the House Republicans are wanting to pry into the business transactions around the Biden family, specifically the president's son, Hunter Biden, who has many business transactions and also foreign business connections. They wanted to build steam in an impeachment inquiry of the sitting president, Joe Biden. They haven't gotten very much off the ground with that as far as facts and evidence goes. And there's even Republicans in the caucus that are doubting it. But that subpoena for Hunter Biden is on the table. And Congress has a lot of authority to call Hunter Biden in to testify before them whenever they have an inquiry like this. So Hunter Biden's lawyers are responding now and saying, yes, he is willing to come and testify before your committee, but he's not going to do it behind closed doors.
Okay, and why would the Republicans want it behind closed doors? If the whole idea is to build up evidence for an impeachment proceedings against President Biden, which seems to me a very dubious strategy and probably won't help Republicans in the long term. Look, is it inconceivable that if in the midst of all this they are now pushing, when I say all this, economic problems, world problems, trying to deal with China and Taiwan and the Ukraine and Russia and Israel and Hamas, if the president is also being asked about his relationship with his son and business relationship with his son, or how much money his brother took and made profitably. Could this harm Biden? Yes, it could. It could. But it also seems to me possible that the same kind of overkill that I think is damaging Democrats and their chances right now with all of these proceedings against President Trump, to try to replicate that against President Biden and to go to an impeachment. If there is one thing that we learn from the Trump administration, it seems to me that unless the misdealing, the bad dealing, and the bad dealing and performance in office, unless that performance in office amounts to bribery or high crimes or misdemeanors, unless it amounts to that with very, very clear evidence, impeachment is a difficult process. And we have a lot of recent history, including Bill Clinton and Donald Trump twice, where the idea that, it's just a political masterstroke to try to impeach the president, where that has backfired on the impeachers. And I think the chances that that would happen in right now, in the midst of a presidential election, to be focusing on the president's son with the hope of building up a case for impeachment is a dubious strategy. There was also a dubious invitation by Laura Ingraham. Sean Hannity is doing this debate between Ron DeSantis and Gavin Newsom. So Laura Ingraham had the idea that she'll have Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley. And Ron DeSantis commented on Nikki Haley's non-response on that invitation. This is clip 8.
Well, she probably wouldn't like what the debate would be about. I mean, I think she has taken very, very establishment-oriented positions. We know she had the social media proposal to force everybody to give their names, which we know would be weaponized against conservatives. Anybody that's been alive for the last 3 or 4 years knows how that censorship regime works. She's also said no limits on immigration, that CEOs should determine our immigration policy. No, I think immigration policy should be what's in the best interest of the American people and American workers. She also took the side of Disney against the state of Florida and against us protecting our kids. We had a debate about making sure that our young kids in elementary school were not subjected to sexualized curriculum and transgender ideology. We were right to stand with the kids. Of course, she sided with the corporation. So I think she's just fundamentally out of step with Republican voters. I think she's relying on liberal media to prop her up. But I'm game for the debate. I'll debate any of these folks. I think that's what it's all about.
Okay, that's what it's all about. I in terms of the various attacks that he just made, Nikki Haley has been extremely explicit, and this is one of those things when people are analyzing her attempt to run against Trump and against DeSantis. She has been very hard line on immigration. She is not in favor of CEOs making the final decisions about how many immigrants come into the United States, or how many people are legally allowed here to participate. What she has talked about is the need to repair our entire immigration system. It's not simply a matter of pulling a lever and saying, now we're going to close the border. You certainly need more border security, but you also need an immigration system that makes some sense. And the idea that when Ron DeSantis brought up there, the idea that she took the side of Disney, come on. It was just questioning the notion that Governor of Florida probably has better things to do than to take on one of the major corporations in his state. We will be right back with more coming up on the MedVed Show.
More of Michael MedVed in a moment.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Michael Medved show, no riots yet, but a great deal of discomfort in the Democratic camp. People worried on the Democratic side about losing control of the U.S. Senate, and that seems almost a sure thing for Republicans because of Joe Manchin giving up his Senate seat in West Virginia. This is a state that won almost 70% of the vote, went to President Trump last time. President Trump is going to win the state of West Virginia this time. And there is no significant Democratic candidate. The new senator from West Virginia is going to be a Republican. That means that we go from 51 to 49 in the U.S. Senate to 50-50, assuming that everybody else gets reelected. And most senators usually do get reelected. The point about this is that with that gain, if Republicans win the White House, and President Trump gets around to suggesting who a running mate is going to be, well, then you have a Republican majority in the Senate, even without winning the Senate seats in Montana or the Senate seat in Ohio, which is considered very vulnerable, and other places, Nevada, where, again, Senator Jackie Rosen, who is in some trouble in the state of Nevada, the Republicans have a chance of picking up not only the seat in West Virginia, but two or three more. And plus, if President Trump wins the election, whoever he selects as vice president would be the tie-breaking vote in the U.S. Senate, which had given Democrats control even before they gained the seat in 2022. Meanwhile, the panic among Democrats has led to this piece by Andrew Prokop in Vox, and it's a very smart piece, and it's extensive. And it's a question, basically, in the piece, is Biden doomed? Andrew Prokop is a senior politics correspondent at Vox, covering the White House elections and political scandals and investigations. He writes, just how dire are President Joe Biden's poll numbers looking for Democrats? The president is currently registering a 38.9% approval rating on average. That's according to the average of polls from Real Clear Politics. He's trailing Donald Trump in national polls by 2.3 percentage points. And he's also trailing Trump in five of the six key Electoral College swing states. If we take all of this at face value, the natural conclusion is that Biden's reelection bid is in deep trouble. Indeed, that he is currently on track to lose to likely Republican nominee Donald Trump. Like nearly every new president, Biden started out with far more Americans approving than disapproving of his job performance due to what's known as the honeymoon period. But in the latter half of his first year in office, amid the chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan, the rising inflation, and the resurgent COVID pandemic, his approval plunged. In the 2 years since, it hasn't recovered. Indeed, Biden's numbers have been remarkably stable since the end of 2021. 538's polling average has shown between 38% and 43% of poll respondents approving. But by the same metric, the recent presidents who actually won re-election all had approval in the high 40s or above in their election years. In other words, Biden is running almost 10 points behind what he would need to follow the historical model for getting reelected. Polls pitting Biden against Trump also look grim for the president right now. In conversations with pollsters and political scientists, I've heard three separate series, writes Prokop, of how to interpret these numbers. Theory number one, Biden is just blowing it. The polls are a clear warning sign that the president has unique flaws as a candidate, including his age, and another Democrat would be likely to do better. Theory number two, Biden is facing a tough environment. Voters have decided they don't like the economy or the state of the world, and fairly or not, he's taking the brunt of it. And theory number three, Biden's bad numbers will get better. Voters aren't even paying much attention yet, and as the campaign gears up,
the president will bounce back. So which of those theories does pro-cop, do I go along with? And the fact is they all have something, it seems to me, valid in them. The pro-cop blows the theory number one, that it's just Biden's personal weaknesses, his age, and his inability to express himself clearly, et cetera, et cetera. He says, could another Democrat do better? Some polls do indeed find that a generic Democrat would hardly handily outpoll Trump. The problem there, though, is that a generic Democrat can't run. You can't just have somebody who is, oh, a generic Democrat. When actual Democratic alternatives are tested, they don't tend to do dramatically better than Joe Biden. So no matter how well Gavin Newsom does in his debate on Thursday night with Ron DeSantis, it could help Ron DeSantis a lot, but it's not going to help Gavin Newsom toward the presidency. Because basically they're showing that the Democrats are in trouble here. And it says this, my view is that voters have come to doubt Biden's competence, and many are attributing that perceived lack of competence to his age. But would simply swapping in another Democrat solve that problem, or is it the results of Democrats' governance that these poll respondents dislike? If it's the latter, that would be harder for a new Democratic nominee to shake off. Which brings us to the next theory, which is that Biden is being hurt by a tough environment for incumbents, and other Democrats would be too. This is fascinating. Biden's low approval rating seems less like an aberration when we look overseas. Notably, many leaders of developed democracies are wildly unpopular right now, spanning the ideological spectrum, including Justin Trudeau of Canada, Rishi Sunak of the UK, Emmanuel Macron of France, and Olaf Scholz of Germany. They could throw in Bibi Netanyahu of Israel. Indeed, Biden is significantly more popular than any of those five, even though they're all decades younger than him. This suggests it's simply a tough time for an incumbent to be in power. So what's the out for Joe Biden and Democrats? And what are they planning to do? We'll talk about it on the MedMen Show.
1-800-955-1776.
I'm a little nervous because I don't want to sound like an idiot.
This is the Michael MedMen Show. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. The tribute for former First Lady Rosalynn Carter is in progress. Judy Woodruff, former PBS NewsHour anchor, expressed initial nervousness about her relationship with Carter.
There was always something genuine about Mrs. Carter, a groundedness and a quiet self-assurance, despite what she later wrote about her early struggles with public speaking.
President Biden, along with former President Clinton and all living former First Ladies, are in attendance. Hunter Biden is ready to comply with a subpoena, but only if he can testify publicly before the House Oversight Committee on December 13th. The president's son has agreed to comply with a subpoena that was issued by the House Oversight Committee chair. Approximately 100 million people on the East Coast may be adjusting the thermostats. A significant cold front is descending on the region tonight. The National Weather Service predicts temperatures up to 20 degrees below average. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
For God's sake.
This is
God bless you.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there has been a slight improvement, a slight uptick in President Biden's approval rating, but it's not impressive. It still doesn't look like he is anything like a favorite to win re-election. According to the Rasmussen poll, the Biden approval rating today stands at 45%. YouGov has their own approval rating. They show 44%. Now, that puts Biden at a comparable position to where Barack Obama was in 2012. And, of course, he ended up beating Mitt Romney 2012 much more comfortably than the polling had indicated. And who knows what is going on here. I do think it's worthwhile looking at these three different theories about what the bad poll numbers mean. And the first theory was the theory that basically says it's just Joe Biden just blew it. And he blew it most of all, according to that theory number one, by deciding to run for re-election. He had given hints before that he would be a one-term president, which makes a great deal of sense, because I don't think it's possible to be entirely comfortable with a president of the United States with an incredibly unimpressive and incompetent vice president, that president of the United States serving until he's 86 years old. It's just an implication that there's no leadership below the age of 80 in the Democratic Party, which one can hope is not true. But the theory, too, claims that, okay, Biden's problem is not really his problem, it's just the condition of things in the world. And if you go ahead and you look at Justin Trudeau and Rishi Sunak of the UK, of the United Kingdom, and Macron of France and Scholz of Germany, and you add on Netanyahu of Israel, they all have even lower popularity ratings and approval ratings than Joe Biden. And even though they're all much younger than he is, much younger. 10 years, that counts as a significant age difference. What if Biden's unpopularity is driven instead by bigger, broader factors than his own personal traits? What if many voters in the U.S. and these other countries are simply pissed off about the state of the world, about how the post-pandemic return to not quite normal has gone? And they go on to say, and this is a piece, and it's a very interesting piece in Vox by Andrew Prokop, the three different theories of what the bad poll numbers for Biden mean. And they point out the theory that Biden's bad numbers are driven by real-world problems implies that his numbers would improve if those problems were alleviated. Americans' economic sentiment has been improving through much of this year, and the latest headlines suggest inflation is cooling and the Fed could start cutting interest rates next year. And today's foreign crises might be out of the headlines a year from now. And that brings us to the third theory, which is the theory that Prokop leans toward, which is that Biden's polls look bad now, but they'll get better next year. And he, by the way, is not predicting a Biden victory. He's predicting another very close election, like the election was between Hillary and Trump, and like the election was between Biden and Trump. Now, that was only a close election because of the Electoral College. In other words, in the swing states Trump carried the first time against Hillary by very narrow margins. This time, the very narrow margins went to Biden. But Biden did win by 7 million votes when you look at the popular vote. In any event, was that a vote for Biden or a vote against Trump? We'll find out. There's another theory about what's going on, which basically posits that maybe polls about Biden right now just aren't so useful at predicting how things will go in 2024. After all, it's true that historically, presidential general election polls this far out haven't matched the final outcome very well. History's lesson is clear. Don't pay attention to general election polls a year before the election, Harry Anton wrote at 538, and he wrote that in 2015. Part of that may be because voters simply don't know that much about prior presidential nominees this early, something that may not hold true this year with the all-too-familiar Trump expected to be the GOP nominee. Per this theory, Biden is starting off looking weak in polls because two groups of voters, disgruntled Democrats and tuned-out independents, who may well come back to Biden as the campaign continues. These voters aren't yet fully grappling with the likely choice between Biden and Trump as the two major nominees. But over the next year, that choice will become clear, and as they're reminded about how terrible Trump could be, many of these voters will end up backing Biden. So what's the evidence this might actually happen? Some point to the 2012 election where President Obama faced similar mediocre polls and pundits second-guessing for parts of 2011, but recovered the following year. There's also the 2022 midterms, where voters who were unhappy with Biden often ended up voting for Democratic candidates anyway, particularly in high-profile races with a MAGA Republican nominee. There's also the worrying possibility for Democrats, and this is underlined, that this ebbing support for Biden is not just a blip, but rather a realignment. Sometimes your voters won't come home. Sometimes they stop voting. Or they decide the other party is the home they now prefer. New polling from Gallup, released today, to try to answer some of these questions and the three theories about Biden's bad polling ratings. 37% approve of Biden, 59% disapprove of Biden. That's unchanged from last month. 32% approve of Biden's handling of foreign affairs, economy, Middle East conflict. And Democrats' ratings of Biden are worst for the Middle East conflict, which I think is appalling, and it goes to some of those people on the extreme left who have found it in their hearts to somehow sympathize with the Hamas terrorists. Speaking of the Hamas terrorists, Elon Musk has just done a tour with Israel, seemed to be enjoying a positive interaction with Bibi Netanyahu. We will get to that. And there is also Netanyahu in a Twitter Spaces conversation, something that I'm sure that Elon Musk would welcome. And talking about an analogy of what needs to be done, in his opinion, to try to bring peace and security to the Middle East. And we're going to be speaking coming up to Pete Wehner, a Republican, Christian conservative, former aide to President Reagan, former aide to President Bush, who says we have to listen closely to what candidates are actually saying. What does he mean? We'll get to that and more coming up.
From politics to pop culture and from coast to coast, this is the Michael Medved Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing, but you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply. the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved show, talking about the way Americans feel about our country and where we are right now, and how people feel about the upcoming election. And the New York Times is reporting that even Democrats who supported President Biden in 2020, in other words, people who voted for Biden and voted for the Democrats to bring them to power in the White House, say they are not impressed with the economy. A recent poll found that nearly two-thirds of Biden voters think the economy is only fair or poor. The demographics of Biden's 2020 coalition may explain part of his challenge right now. The demographics of his coalition were on balance younger, they had lower incomes, and they had more racially diversity than Trump's. Those groups tend to be hit hardest by inflation, which has yet to return back to 2020 levels, and high interest rates, which have frustrated first-time home buyers and drained the finances of those dependent on credit. And the idea of Biden depending so much on younger voters and on Latino and black voters and getting much less support right now has to do with people's feeling about economic opportunities not opening up but closing. More, the latest from Gallup. After dropping 11 points last month, a Democrat's latest approval rating of Biden has rebounded, and it's up 8 points. It's 83%. Okay, 83% of Democrats approve of Biden. Still, it falls short of the nearly unanimous approval Biden enjoyed from his party during the first 11 months of his pregnancy. Did I say 11 months of his pregnancy? No. Yeah, that would get him good numbers. No, the first 11 months of his presidency, excuse me. The point about the first 11 months of his presidency is something we just talked about before, which is that every president goes through a honeymoon period. You feel good. There's an inauguration. Presumably, the president has said something memorable or inspiring about the at the inauguration, and there's a ceremonial and the continuity, and et cetera, et cetera.
And so, sure, Biden, during the first 11 months of his presidency, is going to be much more popular. People want it to work out. I really don't think the majority of people, even people who vote against a candidate, want that candidate to fail. Because that whole idea of saying that, oh, we want to see that candidate fail, you can say, well, I want to see this legislation fail, or I want to see this policy fail. But to wish for a failed president is to wish for a failed America. And you can say, well, just temporarily until we get rid of him. But look, there is no question that real damage can be done to a country by an unsuccessful presidency. I mean, you think about the two presidencies, Franklin Pierce and James Buchanan, right before the Civil War. If we have more competent leadership in the White House in those years between the election of 1852 and the election of 1860, if we didn't have these two losers in there, but Democrats, by the way, the Civil War could have been avoided, and frankly, the growth of slavery could have been blocked. But that's another story. Meanwhile, Biden's approval rating from political independence has dropped 8 points over the past month to a record low 27% for that group, while he continues to earn minimal approval from Republicans. How many Republicans approve of Joe Biden's presidency? 5%. Wow. This is going to be a tough race for President Biden. I don't think there's any question about it. There is this also, which is very striking, with the debate coming up Thursday between Ron DeSantis and Gavin Newsom, and then the debate coming up next week, the week after next. It's December 6th, so not long from now. That's when they have the big Republican debate. And one of the things that they won't have to debate, apparently, because it's just announced, Representative George Santos is likely to be expelled from the House before Friday. Representative Robert Garcia, a Democrat from California, introduced a privileged resolution to expel Santos from the House of Representatives, which means it must be voted on within 2 days. He introduced his resolution today. That means before Friday, they're going to have to vote. And the House Ethics Committee this month released a report about Santos's alleged campaign finance violations and fraud. And Santos has continued to say he will not resign, but said he would not seek re-election. Okay, the expulsion does look extremely likely. There's also a report that Nikki Haley, who is very much the center of attention right now because she's in that battle with Ron DeSantis for second place to be the most significant alternative to Donald Trump. In any event, former Ambassador Nikki Haley attracted a rally-sized crowd of her campaign to her campaign event yesterday in Bluffton, South Carolina, as more than 2,500 people packed the gym at the University of South Carolina, Beaufort. Haley's appearance was her first in her home state since September 8th, and the first time her campaign has visited Beaufort County this year. The crowd at Haley's event was the largest of any campaign event she has had so far during her campaign. Haley appears to choose quality over quantity when it comes to campaign events. She's held 72 campaign events since May 23rd, whereas Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has held 185, so more than twice as many. And the idea with Ron DeSantis is he was visiting all 99 counties in Iowa. He just finished that. And that's a bit of energy. Even Senator Tim Scott, who dropped out of the race 2 weeks ago, held more events than Haley in that time. Yet she's the one rising in the polls as DeSantis has plummeted. GOP mega donor Ken Langone explains plans to meet with Haley in New York next week as he considers whether to back her in the primary. There is also this, that DeSantis is meeting Monday, this coming up, with potential donors to Fight Right, a newly formed super PAC that is backing his presidential campaign amid tensions with another super PAC that culminated last week in the departure of the group's chief executive. DeSantis campaign manager James Utmeyer welcomed the creation of Fight Right in a campaign memo yesterday, while praising Never Back Down, the super PAC that's in turmoil, for building an incredible field operation and ground game. And then concerning a former candidate, a former Vice President Mike Pence, this is a story from ABC News, reportedly told Special Counsel Jack Smith's team details of how former President Trump surrounded himself with crank attorneys, well, you knew that, espoused un-American legal theories, and almost pushed the country toward a constitutional crisis in the wake of the 2020 election. Pence's testimony to Smith's team was part of the federal investigation into Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Pence also told investigators that he's sure that in the lead-up to the January 6th insurrection, he informed Trump he still had not seen evidence of significant election fraud, but Trump was annoyed and unmoved, continuing to claim that the election was stolen and acting recklessly on that tragic day. Well, that's Mike Pence's opinion. Pete Wehner's opinion of the new Trump campaign and why, how people should think about it seriously. That coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gruska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.